Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
We ran out of time before I could fully explore this story yesterday. The dude who fell off his boat in the Everglades.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen the Everglades?
Yeah.
I mean, I get weird about water I can't see in anyway, and that includes most lakes. I get real weird, you know. I don't know what. Maybe there's a portal to hell underneath, and a big demon fish will come out and eat me. I don't know.
Could be.
You don't know. I mean, but this was in Homestead, Florida. A dude in the Everglades, he fell off his boat. This happened Sunday afternoon. It was the Flamingo Marina in the Everglades National Park. So he went to the alligator's house, right? 68 years old. He somehow capsized his sailboat in the Marina Basin. Wait, I want to know what this looks like. Hold up. We're going to look at this right now. The Flamingo Marina. I want to see photos because if it's what I think it looks like, yep, that's exactly what I think it looks like.
Sounds festive.
Yeah, it sounds like you can't see the bottom of that water. And if I were to pick out a photo of where the gators live, I'd pick all of these photos that just came up. That is, you know, if a gator was on, what's that house buying show on HGTV? You know, and they were taking the gator around Florida and being like, what about this house? And he'd be like, that's perfect for me. So this guy fell off his boat, the Flamingo Marina, according to National Park Services. I don't know how. He capsized the damn thing. And witnesses were watching him swim to shore, and then he went under. Dun, dun, dun. Park rangers responded. He had a laceration on his leg. He was transported to a hospital in stable condition. But he got... It was actually not a gator in this one. This apparently was a croc.
Yeah.
So it was a crocodile. Now, here's the, for those of you who are, do not know, a federally threatened species. Crocodiles are less common than alligators in Florida because their habitats, although their habitats do overlap. Alligators are darker, have broader snouts, and are typically found in freshwater, while crocodiles have narrower, more triangular heads and often prefer coastal brackish and salt water.
Do crocodiles wear crocs?
It's a good question. But do you know what I gather from that explanation of differences?
What's that?
It's irrelevant because there are giant fish lizards with teeth and are fast and will kill you in all types of water. So that's what you take away from this class is that everything's terrifying there. They're like the Australia of America. Okay, so now remember the other guy I was telling you about who was bit? Jiminy. I got all these people getting bit. By the way, that guy said he didn't feel no pain, nothing, and he doesn't know why when the croc bit his leg, and he wasn't scared. So the other guy who got bitten by his hand, he said at first he didn't know what was holding him. He didn't know what was happening. A gator bites your hand off, and you don't know what's going on? I would assume that if I feel so much as a pinch in the water, it's a gator trying to eat me. I don't have to feel anything, and I will assume a gator's trying to eat me. This story, this is classic. This sounds like an Arrested Development skit or scene from Arrested Development. Florida DUI lawyer arrested after drunken altercation at Wawa. Police say that he apparently said, "You don't know who I am." Is that supposed to mean something? This criminal defense attorney and DUI lawyer, he looks mad in his mugshot, found himself behind bars. He had a drunken fight with his girlfriend at a Wawa. Pravesh Rumala, 54, was arrested and charged with disorderly intoxication. They responded to the gas station. Someone reported a physical disturbance. Rumala was bear-hugging a woman, trying to pull her away and causing a, quote, terrible scene. One witness a few gas pumps away said she saw Rumala wrestle with the woman who had the gas pump in her hand. The girlfriend told police they just left a bar and he drank too much. And he said he maintained he didn't do anything wrong. But police say... And this usually is a dead giveaway, by the way, that they could immediately tell that he was drunk based on the fact that he couldn't string a sentence together and smelled like a can of beer. That will indicate drunkenness. And when, when police ask Rumala if he was drinking, he goes, quote, yeah, of course, who cares? And then he goes, I know the law. I'm a lawyer. There's no law against being drunk. Yeah, when you're wrestling a lady at the gas station, though, when you're drunk and making a scene and making people wonder if you're whipping her. Yeah, I don't know. It just might, you know, I just might, you know, might be kind of, this is, oh man, these stories are, this is bad. This is mean. This is like elderly. I bet they get the elderly abuse charge with this. A Florida woman is accused of setting up her 73-year-old date to be robbed by her ex-boyfriend in Daytona Beach. Okay, so she's 34. He's 73. I'm sure she likes him for his heart. And they were
soon to fail.
Yeah, she was arrested because she got her boyfriend, Chelsea Wright, 34, got her boyfriend, 33-year-old Andrew Marks. He hit the 73-year-old date over the head with a metal object and robbed him. The man arrived at the hospital, the victim, at 5:30. He had to be treated for his injuries. And the deputy said that he met with the woman at a Daytona Beach bar. They were discussing their romantic relationship. And she told him, "Well, come back to my house." He agreed. He followed her in his car. And then she pulled over to pick Marks up from the side of the road, dropped him off near her house. When the man got out of the car at the alleged destination, that's when the Marks guy reappeared and hit him with a pipe, I'm assuming. So the interview, she told deputies that the attacker was an elderly, crazy woman with Alzheimer's. And she picked up that person on the side of the road, and they just reappeared and beat him. She's a horrible liar. So they're both in jail. That's sad. Isn't that sad? That's a sad one. The Kel-Tec sub 2K. It reads as sub 2000. I've literally had people say, "Well, I type sub 2K and I went, sub 2000. This is the Gen 3 version, 9mm carbine, and it's gun origami. Now, previously, I have the older version, so I have to take my optic off to fold it in half, but the thing folds in half and it's cool. Gen 3, you don't have to remove your favorite optic to fold it in half. I mean, it's a simple twist and fold of the patent pending rotating forend in either direction. It folds it straight up in half and just as quickly and easily deploys it, optics and all. And there's other upgrades that they have as well. The upgraded aluminum trigger, redesigned mechanics, lightened 5-pound pull, more precise feedback, the upgraded action. You got a redesigned operating handle, ambidextrous bolt hold open, lightened action for easy racking, new chamber indicator as well. And made right here in the U.S. of A. Family-owned company based in Florida. Family-owned values at their best. To learn more about the Sub 2K Gen 3, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Tell them that Dana sent you. Too. There's strength in there. The more people that are suffering with this thing, there's strength in there. This
like
is so.
Anymore.
I know you don't. This
like
was that dude Dylan Mulvaney song. You know, first off, welcome back, Dana Lash, with you. You can listen coast to coast. I'm sorry about the simulcast viewers watching the video portion of the radio program, but I had to watch it, so you do too. You can join the discussion at YouTube, Facebook, channel 347, DirecTV. Dylan Mulvaney released a Days of Girlhood song. And for the people who are like, "Dana, don't give it air." Oh, no. I was born to give it air. You don't understand. I have a particular set of skills, guys. And expert ridicule is one of them. So I would win the gold medal in this. So he came out with a song called Days of Girlhood. Kane, I remember when using sexist stereotypes to define women was considered misogyny. But now it's just cosplay clickbait.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, because it is still misogyny. But people, yeah.
Now it's just, they're
yeah,
just
it's
cosplay.
Monetized misogyny.
I mean, because when you cosplay, you don't cosplay. Do you guys know what cosplay is? You're playing, you're dressing up as a character, like anime. And it's cool, actually. And some people are really good with their costumes. I know people who literally learned how to sew and like became great seamstresses.
I'm impressed with a
because
lot
they wanted to do it. It's really impressive. Anyway, the cosplay, that's what this is. He takes every stereotype that's ever been attributed to women and uses that to create to festoon, I guess, like what he thinks a woman is. right? It's a caricature. So he portrays women as drunk pill-popping whores in this video. I mean, he actually says, did the walk of shame and didn't even know his name. That was one of the lyrics of the song.
He's mocking women. He's been mocking women since day one.
He absolutely is. Women are all portrayed as drunk pill-popping whores in the song. That's why it's like, I know, and I've seen people, and you know, maybe I don't affirm their self-perception. I'm nice to people unless they give me a reason not to be nice. Again, I practice the Dalton Roadhouse. We're going to talk about that. The Dalton Roadhouse version of be nice. That's my mantra until it's time to not be nice. And the people that I know who say that they're trans, and they aren't like far left. And I'm not here to argue and justify. As long as you're not telling me what to do and you're not messing with kids and grooming and all that stuff. I mean, people are adults, and if they choose to do certain things, I mean, it's their lives to that extent. But just don't come in my bathroom. But this is, I don't know, it's mockery. And I feel like a lot of it is mockery, if I'm being honest. I feel like a lot of it is mockery because they're playing to a stereotype to mock women. Like, this is a stereotype. No woman lays around all day, sits on her ass in lingerie. That is still a man's version of what he thinks a woman is. It's really weird because Dylan Mulvaney is a dude, and he is, through his dude perspective, stereotyping women and representing them, again, as pill-popping skanks that all they do is sit around and drink. That's his view of women. It's almost like he hates them. He hates us. Because I don't know why you would represent someone in that way. It's not a flattering portrayal. It's not a flattering representation. I mean, if you notice, whenever he does this, it's always to portray women in the most negative of light. That isn't empowering. It's misogyny. Oh my gosh, and I just cringe to death. Can we stop? Good night. I'm just tired of it. So it's the days of girlhood. And I guess, what is he like going to be a singer now? Is that what it is? Too many people can be singers too easily anymore. Thanks, Auto-Tune. I hate you. Can you imagine if a dude was doing this, not as and wasn't trans, but just doing this as like a way to kind of make a joke about women, women would be mad. But do you understand what I'm saying? How he takes every stereotype, the way that every bad caricature of women, he takes that and uses it, and then that's his representation. It is still a very progressive, patriarchal view of what women are. Women do not look at other women like this. Women do not see themselves like this. Progressive men do. Do you see? He's still a progressive man. And he can put as much lipstick on and do, you know, he can try to get it to where it's harder to detect with a basic neck check, all he wants to. But you can tell he's a dude by the way that he portrays women. And how he views them. And I don't mean like a dude, like, I'm not saying that I'm saying it not as a gentleman. He's not a gentleman. It's the most debased, leftist male view of what women are. That's how he sees women, because that's how he portrays them every single time. It's not funny. It takes me off because these are the people. I mean, what kind of message is that sending to youth? This is why courses like the free one that they're offering right now at Hillsdale, and they have a bunch of free resources, by the way. They have some really awesome different free online courses. They have their Constitution minutes, which are 60-second, like Schoolhouse Rock kind of stuff about the founding of our country. But historian Victor Davis Hanson right now, the latest online course, he's leading it. It's called American Citizenship and Its Decline. And it doesn't just talk about citizenship as it's determined today by open borders, but it looks into how identity politics and the administrative state really undermine the value that people place in it. It's a deeper insight into the connection between citizenship and freedom. And this is all these free online resources are a very important component of Hillsdale's mission to reach and teach millions of people on behalf of liberty and the American way of life. They were founded in 1844, a small Christian classical liberal arts college in southern Michigan, and this is their purpose. They value merit and character, nothing else. You can sign up today for their free online course over at Hillsdale. It's called American Citizenship and Its Decline, and by visiting Dana4Hillsdale.com. That's Dana4Hillsdale.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So Neil Young, they all come back. He announced, okay, I'm done being away from Spotify now. He was mad over Joe Rogan. So he says he's coming back, guys. Aw, he's coming cha-ching back.
Missing that money.
Missing that cash. I remember one time, this was like, we're right around Parkland. Everybody, Rolling Stone to Deadline Hollywood, everybody started like digging through everything digitally, and they found that I hated Neil Young. I made two tweets about this dude, right? Two tweets. I said that his vocal tonality resembled that of a dying cow fart, but I can't make fun of him too much because my stepdad liked him, right? And they literally found him at South by Southwest, and they asked him, they shoved a microphone in his face, and they asked him about it because the press sucks so bad. How lame is that? Anyway, so he's going back to Spotify because they all come back, guys. The allure of the green is too great. I am not surprised about this. Someone please tweet this to my husband, as many people as possible. Playing with dogs yields a powerful burst of brain activity, and it improves your mood and mental sharpness, because I want more dogs. Yeah, I'm telling you, that's an official scientific study that's done by highly respected scientists. It is. I'm not making fun of it. It is, so don't mess with it. This seems like this is obvious. They say decluttering your life can save your mental health. So I'm a weird person in that my desktops will be a mess, but if you open my drawers, it's psycho. The level of organization, if you open, oh my gosh, it is psychotic. And I don't know if that's what that speaks to, but they said that clutter mental health, blah, blah, blah. When clutter is winning, mental health is losing. Eliminate clutter. Get rid of clutter. I get it. Spring is a great time to declutter. Sean King, Talcum X, he's converted to Islam in, quote, solidarity with the Gazan residents because he's a doucher. And a cat fell into a vat of toxic chemicals and walked away. The city's on alert. I've only followed this a little bit, but it was after this headline that I got mad. So I don't really pay attention to what happens with the British monarchy because I'm not British, and we fought a war to dispel that, right? So I don't care. But I do think it's interesting when the press, and it's very similar to the press here, when they make up a controversy. Now they have their whatever, their new Princess of Wales over there. She had some surgery, some abdominal surgery, and she has, you know, three kids, and I'm not a doctor and I don't know this lady, but it kind of sounds like, you know, if you're in the hospital for 10 days after abdominal surgery, and it sounds like it's maybe, I don't know, maybe it's like an issue with Crohn's disease. Maybe it's like a colon issue in which you would have to have a, you know, colostomy bag. And that's why she's not going to be in public until Easter or something. I don't know. I'm just guessing, but it seems like, you know, the timeline fits. Anyway, they'd said, oh, she's going to rest at home. She's not going to be out. So they had their mothering day, their Mother's Day. And they posted a photo on their Instagram account, and I guess they had photoshopped some stuff to make it look perfect because the press has to have everything perfect. And they've literally lost their ever-loving mind over there. The conspiracy theories are so bad, my American friends are talking about it. It's affected my little pond over here. That's how bad it is, the spillover. They are acting like, you know how you, it's no different if, and we all have a friend who does this. Ladies, gents, we all have that one friend, right? She takes a selfie of herself. She takes any photo of herself and maybe her kids. And then they use some, I don't know what they use, because I don't think you can do it in the Instagram thing. I've never found it. But they use some filter that blurs everything and smooths them over, and it makes them look like they're printed on the top of a cake and not actual people, right? They're made of marzipan. It's like, girl, what'd you do to your skin? I'm made of marzipan. I'm a treat. And it's to the point where it's creepy, right? I had a friend, I hands to sky. I'm going to do it because it was hysterical. She filtered her damn photos so much. You know how you can tell that you have individual teeth? Y'all, it looked like one thing, one gum. It was so, so filtered, right? You couldn't even tell girlfriend had teeth. And it was a little bit further away, but not to the point where I can see, and whitened them. I guess she whitened her teeth. If you remember that episode of Friends when Ross Geller whitens his teeth, and then when they turn out the lights, it's like black light teeth, and they're so bright it hurts people's eyes. It was like that. And she was so, like, filtered. Her kids were all filtered. I'm like, I know for a fact that your son has acne. I'm not saying that that's a bad thing, but that boy does not look like he is a L'Oreal cover model. Stop it. Stop doing this stuff to y'all's pictures. Anyway, this thing with this Princess Kate of Wales thing wasn't even that bad. I don't know what they did. There was, like, they found, because there are people who have no lives that will sit here and go, let's blow this photo up. Looks like the edge of your cuff is blurry. Why did you Photoshop that? Well, I took the alien out, if that's what you're asking. I mean, what do you expect them to say? This is so stupid. So she came out and said that she'd Photoshopped it, right? And now the British press has lost their mind, and the Agence France Presse and all these other European agencies, because they need someone to hate, right? That one suitcase briefcase girl, D-list game show person out in Montecito, she learned how to shut the hell up and get out of the way for a little bit and take some shade because everyone was getting too damn annoyed with her. So now the press has got to find somebody else. So they are calling it a fiasco. And now here's the headline from AFP. Kensington Palace can't be trusted after Kate Middleton fiasco. These are the same people who eagerly, and I went and I looked it up, AFP. These are the same people who went over and over and championed lockdowns and the injections and everything that the government gave them, they reported as gospel truth. I have yet to see a headline from that agency or any of these other press agencies that has the amount of fury at the lies we were fed by governments around the world over this that matches the fury they have over a stupid photo on Instagram from some princess in Britain. It is so dumb. You don't hate the press enough. You don't. However much you hate the press right now, you do not hate them enough. I promise. But I'm looking at this with great amusement. I'm looking at the headlines right now. Talking literally pieces that they have questioning the people who didn't get the injections. Or when they were trying to shame people in Italy when they wouldn't, like, get locked down. When some of them were trying to go out without informing the police. Did you know that, right? We have a friend who owns a restaurant. His brother lives in Rome. And he was saying that whenever he wanted to take his dog out, however many meters he was going from his residence, he literally had to inform the local police before he did it. That's how locked down it was. They are angrier over that photo, a photo like that over Instagram, more so than all the lies that their government and everybody else's government fed us all. They were supposed to do their due diligence as media. Are they trying to make up for it now? This is so stupid. Yeah, however much you hate the press, you don't hate them enough. They're garbage. They're absolute garbage. Just like how they were. I had another press story. Let me put this up. It was the story of this trans student, Nex Benedict. Did you hear about this? They were trying to say that this trans teen was bullied to death. But actually, in reality, when some of the reporting came out, this teen was actually the bully and had numerous instances with other classmates before and actually had a drug overdose. They weren't bullied to death, but the press twisted it so they could try to get a sad tale that helped to boost their narrative. Again, however much you hate the press, you don't hate them enough.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.